239.
Request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding surviving the Ides of March, hashtag Black Lives Matter, tprojects.info.
Morning.
Good morning, City Council members. Happy St. Patrick's Eve. Having recently heard, for those who don't know, of course, SWIRL is the part of the magic letters of what really matters in the city, SW, Southwest, Council Crest. We dare not let that neighborhood be degraded while other communities don't have streets and sidewalks in our town. Recently, we had the pleasure of having 40% of y'all, well, actually half of the people who are sitting in front of me, came over to the County Commission building at the invitation of the Buckman Neighborhood Association, part of their hopefully successful strategy to keep their pool despite the belief that we need a 5% across-the-board reduction so that we can improve the lives of some of our homeless citizens. I realized that revenue enhancement is a difficult job for y'all, because that's actually what we need. We don't need 5% across-the-board reductions. We need fair and equitable taxation in the city where the people who are holding on to the wealth that they make off of the city reinvest it in the quality of life of all the citizens. So I wish that you were able to find the enthusiasm for a fair enhanced revenue instead of a 5% cut. But I am at least glad that, as we'll be coming up on later on the agenda, we're going to talk about how to put more dollars into serving the most needy and distressed citizens, which is why tprojects.info is in my sign-up. We're highly reliant upon transition projects to do the frontline services. I hope that the mayor is not overly reliant on the executive director of TPI to learn about how those frontline employees are feeling stressed, supported, under-supported. They have very difficult jobs. If the city charter had been written with wisdom, y'all would be required to walk through the transition project's day room before you could get to your offices and see the negative side of what's happening. There's also some wonderful things happening. The mayor will be going down to Pioneer Square, which isn't much of a public space right now. But, you know, the world is coming here to see Portland as the International Amateur Athletic Federation starts their championships. And there's not been, as I could tell, any show-off dramatic sweeps to push the people sleeping off of 5th and 6th Avenue away. So I want to thank you for dealing with the world the way it is and trying to adjust the budget to help those people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for raising the issue of Pioneer Square. I was down there a couple of days ago and was kind of disturbed at all the fencing and such. And so I just wanted to tell folks at home, we have world-class athletes, which is very difficult to say at 9:30 in the morning, coming, and their safety, given some of the events that have happened worldwide about such events, is really the reasoning for that increased security. But it's very different from our usual welcoming Pioneer Courthouse Square that definitely is everybody's living room. So I appreciate you raising that concern or that issue, Charles.
Well, and the activities in Pioneer Courthouse Square are primarily free and open to the public. So
right, they are.
So that's what that's being set up for. So
and the transit centers, I mean, the transit services and Travel Portland are still open to everybody, too. It's just that there needs to be more of a checkpoint to get in. But
it's not all bad. The vehicular single occupancy, there's no single occupancy cars in that one lane right there because it's totally closed. So that's not
true.
All bad.
Thank you.
It's true. All right, thank you.